The human mind, to me, is intriguing. That's why I originally started out to be a psychiatrist. I thought it'd be easy. You sit there, you listen to one ranting lunatic after another. Turns out it's not easy. You have to have the ability to sit there nodding sagely without writing down on your diagnostic pad, just plain nuts. I'd get a couple of good patients and want to keep them. You know, if they had real good insurance and they started showing signs of getting better. I had one guy that was schizophrenic, and I'd call him up at his house. He'd say, "Oh," and I'd go, down. He'd see me his next appointment. Doctor, I'm hearing voices on the telephone. I said, "Really? I think you need another 3 times a week appointment. Maybe we can handle that." Are the voices calling up going, "Eh?" He said, "Yeah." I said, "Oh, so that means your schizophrenia is taking a new hold on you." I had one patient. Had great insurance, and it looked like he was getting better. So one morning, I crept in the bushes behind his house and waited for him. He walked to the bus stop. I threw my hand around him and I chloroformed him. When he collapsed unconscious into my arms, I threw him in the trunk of my car. I drove him to the zoo. I laid him behind some bushes, gave him another shot of chloroform, and drove to my office. Sure enough, an hour later, my phone rings. "Doc, it's me. I was heading for the bus stop, and the next thing I know, I'm at the zoo. I must really be sick." I said, "That sounds terrible. Sounds like you'll need another 3 appointments. Oh, hey! I said, "What's your problem, sir? Can I help you with anything?"
"I got a mean and ugly face."
"Obviously, you are in need of some sort of stereo cortisone cream."
"And the creature from outer space."
"Miss Handelman, hold my call. I've got a serious case here."
"Over to mess up your place."
"I couldn't take it. The money was good. Now, your therapy for your... your constant state of neurosis is going pretty well. Do you have any questions you'd like to ask of me or the doctor?"
"What exactly is a gluteus maximus?"
"Oh, get out of my face. I had one lady come in. She wouldn't say anything other than
quack, 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 quack.
Sat there for the whole 50 minutes.
Quack, 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 quack."
"They'd call me in all hours of the day or the night.
Habadoo gaga, habadoo gaga, habadoo gaga, habadoo gaga."
"I couldn't stand it.
I, for one, am not wearing any underwear."
I finally gave up. I was about to crack. I was about to become one of the lunatics. And that's why, if you must know the truth, I fought so hard when the radio station said the Grease will go to a psychiatrist once a week. Not because he needs it to, but just because he should have a checkup from the neck, and because he's a wacky guy himself, I balked at the idea. To sit there at a group therapy session while one lunatic after another. Should have seen the last session. I sat there and the doctor said, "Is there anything anybody has to say?" And this one guy just piped up.
"I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone."
I shook my head. I thought, "Oh, God, it's going to be another one of those meetings." The doctor said, "Anybody else have anything to say?" This guy jumped up and said, "Yes! I'd like to announce that I am Napoleon! Napoleon Bonaparte!" And the doctor said, "Well, what makes you think that you're Napoleon?" And the guy said, "Well, God told me! God told me!" And another lunatic jumped up in the focus group and said, "No, I didn't! No, I didn't!"